It is Seeds of Success today, chatting with local leaders in the agricultural sector, powered by Kubota. Today, we're talking equestrians and all things horses. I'm joined by Dinah McGibbon, who is the owner-operator of Niagara Riding Stables in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Dinah, I know you mentioned to me before we started recording that you've been at this now for over 20 years. How did that come to be?
Yeah, so actually, it's been 62 years now. I'm the second-generation operator for the stable, so my father did it for the first 40 years, and of course, as kids, we all helped out when we were young, and when he retired, just over around 22 years ago, that's when I took it over.
Was taking over your father's operation and following in his footsteps something that you wanted to do when you were younger, or is it something that you just kind of, you know, fell into?
I believe it's something I really wanted to do. I've always had a passion for them. So, yeah, I sat in an office for 20 or maybe 18 years, and I don't miss doing that whatsoever. So to be able to do something you're passionate about and just being near the horses outside and the fresh air and the scenery that we have here, I feel quite fortunate.
I know there's a lot of benefits to being on horseback, whether it be physical health or mental health. Can you explain just how this can improve your wellness?
I believe it covers all bases with mental, emotional, and physical. It reduces stress, anxiety, just being able to connect with a horse, like you're becoming one with the horse. And there is a saying, I believe, it goes something like we borrow freedom when we ride a horse. So I think it's really hard to put into words, but just get that connection and feeling of being one with the horse. Not really something I think that doing any other activity that people could quite understand.
Of course, you and Niagara Riding Stables are located in Niagara-on-the-Lake, which is, depending who you ask, the most beautiful part of Niagara. Tell me a bit about where people can ride these beautiful animals.
It's on our own property. So we travel around the property. We go around the perimeter. So it's a lot of up and down hills through the forest on a winding path. I believe it is quite a unique landscape that we have here.
If you could send one message to somebody who wants to maybe try horse riding for the first time, but they're nervous, what would that message be?
We take beginners daily. So our horses are quite accustomed to taking nervous beginners around the trail. And they're actually, the majority of them are quite forgiving to beginners, and they know their job. They follow the leader through the trail. I think the most challenging thing they do along the way is try to snack. They are grazing animals.
I know a lot of this is sort of dependent on the weather and the seasons as well. When does Niagara Riding Stables kind of shut down for the winter, and when does it start back up again?
I am open all year, with the exception of just it is pending trail conditions. So in the wintertime, we do have a few down months.
I mean, that makes sense. You got to make sure that both the animals and the people riding them are safe, right?
Of course, yes. If it's too slippery, we're not going out there.
I'd like to thank Dinah for joining me today for this week's edition of Seeds of Success, looking at equestrians and all things horses in the Niagara region. If you want to check out Niagara Riding Stables, you can do so at their website, niagarariding.com, or, of course, you can visit them on social media. To book riding with them, you have to do that online, but it's simple, it's easy, it's so quick to do. Once again, thank you to Dinah for joining me today.